Hello, my name is Mary. I'm currently with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and talking to people in Texas today. And I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm in a place where I can talk safely and I'm not driving. But what is this opinion-based research about?
Well, this is about the next elections on November 2020.
I think both candidates have some good points and both are horrific at the same time. They don't have enough balance. And I think neither is listening to what the American people need. Neither of them. I think they're both into their self-interest and for themselves and not for the people in the least.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or political body?
No.
Thank you. And now
try to steer clear of politics the way politics is these days. Both sides have so much hatred. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, may I please tell me the year where you were born?
No, I don't feel safe in giving anybody any information, personal information that can identify. Mm-mm.
It's just for demographical purposes. May I know just your age?
Just put 40s, I guess you could say.
I understand, ma'am. Don't worry. We can continue with that. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I'm multicultural. I have tons of different races in me. I have black. I have white. I have, like, Asia Minor, Persian. I have Aztec. I have Mayan. I'm a world citizen.
I understand. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Doctoral degree.
Thank you so much. Thinking about this, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I'd like to say it's a mixed bag. And the same with the other one that was in there prior, and the same with other, candidates who have been there prior. I don't think one can ever fully approve, you know. There's good things about everybody, and there's bad things about everybody.
So would you say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve, yeah. Somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove. How about both? Because, you know, there's both in there.
And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote, Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
You know what? Neither of them. I would put my name on the ballots. Neither. Yeah, it's sad. Neither. I think both of them are doing such a bad job, and they're not putting the people first.
Okay. And which way do you lean as of today?
I am independent, and I've been libertarian for years now. Yeah.
I understand. Okay.
I just disapprove so much of this two-party system.
I understand.
I think there needs to be balance.
Okay. I would like to read you some names of different people so active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. Let's start with Vicente González. It is favorable or unfavorable to your opinion?
You know, I like him, but he does some things that are wrong, and he does some things that are great. So I can't say that it's favorable or unfavorable. It's in the middle for everything. I'm quite the moderate. I need balance.
Understand. And what about Mayra Flores?
Yeah, I don't like her at all. It's an unfavorable position because I don't think she's educated enough.
Understand. What about Donald Trump?
That would be a mixed bag too, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that he has some good intentions for the people, but in a very bad way. Like, I think, you know, like, in other words, he's got some good intentions, but then he's still in the pocket of special interests, of oil, of gas, of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say it's favorable or unfavorable. Like, it's just everybody has their good aspects and their bad.
Oh,
and he's one of them, you know?
The
I
next
don't like how he conducts himself socially, you know?
Oh, understand. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
the
but at the
one...
same time, you know, he's got some good things, you know?
Understand. Okay,
yeah,
the next
it's a mixed
one...
bag.
The next one is Kamala Harris. It is favorable or unfavorable?
You know, I feel the same thing about her as I do about, you know, the one you just mentioned prior. I feel the same way.
The next one is Joe Biden.
I think he's got more unfavorable than those two, actually. But like I said, he's done some things that are okay, some things that are just horrific, you know? Some things that are horrific. So I think he's more unfavorable on my list than the other two, yeah.
Okay. And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. First, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other local
I'm offices? Extremely uninterested. I would put myself down as the person that needs to be elected
so,
president of the United States. That's how I feel.
Well,
I'm so uninterested.
Oh, okay. So in a scale from 0 to 10?
I feel that the political system, the way it is completely bad right now. And I feel the only way that there's going to be lasting change is if citizens do something about it. But they need to band together in unity and do something about it. Kind of like what President Kennedy said, you know, that's not what you're country can do for you, but what you can do for it, because countries, let's face it, big governments, let's face it, they get everything wrong, and they start becoming polluted, and it's all about them, and it's not about the people they serve.
I understand. So it would be a 0 then?
Absolutely 0, yeah.
Understand.
It's terrible.
And if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Neither. Yeah. That's how I feel right now. Neither.
And if the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Neither. I'm so disillusioned with both parties. Neither. Yeah.
Understand. And if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Republican? Democrat.
I'm more than likely Vicente.
Thank you so much.
Myra
and
has
now,
to do a lot of work for me to trust her and to vote for her, because I don't think she's capable enough and she's not smart enough to be in that position.
I understand. Well, just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else. I'm independent.
Independent.
You know, I'm all about the candidate that's who's going to be for the people and make right, good decisions for its citizens.
Understand. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
I would consider myself low income, because I'm not a person who needs things or is attached to things. You understand? Like,
I understand.
Like I budget myself. I'm low income. Thank yeah, definitely.
I understand.
Like I'm
Thank
not attached to money.
And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Neither. Myself.
Okay. So you did you vote for someone else or did not vote?
Oh, I voted independent. And I put myself on the line. I put myself down on the line. Yeah.
Okay. I do appreciate your time helping me with these questions, this computer survey. Thank you so very much, and I hope that you have a great day.
And I hope a lot of people are very honest about how they feel, because they need to know that I'm not the only one who feels this way. There's tons of people out there that feel this way.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, have a great day, okay?
Thanks.